Hi everybody, this is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by, and as always, I send you love. Yeah, I don't own the rights to the music playing in the background. I am actually listening to By the Mark by Dale and Vincent right now on my YouTube channel on TV, streaming on TV. And I am probably going to do some crying in this video or something. I'm feeling very emotional in my heart center because of this realization. Oh, wow. And I'm doing this video the same day that I just uploaded today's video in regards to the Last Supper, the Passover, and Easter. So I ended up going to the Bible verses in regards to the Passover. And it talks about it in, and I'm going to just tell you, Exodus 12. And this is explains the Passover and eating the unleavened bread and stuff like that. And so in it, it talks about that you are going to put or slay the lamb and place the mark above the doorways and on the side of the doorways. If you listen to yesterday's video, you know, as I saw what this was, I was like, wait a minute. I've seen that, and I just got done talking about it. It is the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet that the Lord, our Lord, was telling us to use the blood of the Lamb to mark your doorways. By that mark that you place above your doorway, you are going to be saved. That the seven plagues will not harm you. Seven again goes back to the 7 days of creation as well. This is Exodus. We're talking about becoming the written Zohar. The Zohar is about Genesis, the 7 days of creation, which incorporates the seven double letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which Chet is involved with. I'm sorry, I think I said that Chet was a part of the seven double letters. It is not. It's a part of the 12 simple letters. So we are going to work with the 12 simple letters, also working with the seven double letters, also working with the three mother letters. All of this totals 22, becoming the 22 alphabet, the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and also makes our way through the Tree of Life, completing the Tree of Life. Now remember, you're going through the Tree of Life several times. You are not just going up and down and then thinking that you are complete. We have seven spines going through the seven spiritual bodies, and we are to incorporate those together. So when we're talking about slaying the lamb deals with Aries. We are in Aries season here, and we're at the end, towards the end of Aries season, and going to make our way into Taurus. The slaying of the lamb deals with the ventricles of the brain. The door that we must place this mark upon is the doorway that leads us into the promised land. So we know that this is going to be through the spine. The mother is what allows us to go through the doorway, through the Holy Spirit. The blood of the lamb, signifying red, also works with the ruby ray, which is a part of Jesus and the Holy Spirit combined. Red and the white combine and make the pink ray of love, which also works through the threefold flame within the heart. So as I saw this doorway of where, you know, you look at the images and they're placing the blood stain upon the doorway, I knew instantly it was Chet. Chet. In my previous video, I spoke about it as the combination of masculine, and it's the connection between masculine and feminine aspects of self. more specifically the father, well, the masculine and feminine, making the connection to the father and the mother. But it talks about the celebration of the unleavened bread, because it is the day that Christ, or God, has helped you to escape Egypt. Lower Egypt is very dry. Remember, it's very dry. It's the drought. It is in our sexual origin, or sexual region, excuse me, where we have just been without. We are very animalistic, or have tons of ego. And when we have escaped Egypt, we are finally making our way up through the spinal canal, back up towards the crown. And as I continue with the shape of the doorway, it also is the shape of the table, or how they sat during the Last Supper, in a U shape, or an upside down U, which signifies Chet, and that's what Chet is. So another symbolism here, or information, is that Mary sat on the right hand side of Jesus, signifying that she was the feminine aspect. The right side of the brain is feminine. The left side of the brain is masculine. Those are the twin flames that have unified together. Now, when you take in the what I explained in yesterday's video of Chet combining Vav in Zion, or 6 in 7, you get a total of number 13. 13, if you understand all of what I have been explaining throughout some time now here, is the hookup within the heart. You have the 12 aspects of deity who create the 13th aspect of Jesus Christ. And therefore, you are able to create the sacred diamond heart, or the diamond crystal heart, and resurrection can take place. It's through the love of self and of Christ that this is possible. So when you actually are creating, or when you see Chet, that is, when you combine Chet with the Vav in the Zion, connected is the yoke. This becomes the crowned man with the sword of the Spirit. And the yoke is a connection between two things so that they work together. Masculine and feminine must work together. And by doing so together, they are love of one another, but they are also love of the Lord. And so it speaks about that it's the Lamb that gives us life. It is Christ that gives us life. And it's through the blood. And it's through our eternal sacrifice. And it's through our unification of self, merging in love, that does this. Now, Chet signifies number eight. Which also is the infinite sign. But usually on the eighth day, this is when the Jewish boys and develop or have their circumcision. Now, a circumcision is actually supposed to be the time when you overcome your sexual urges. If you have overcome sexual urges and desires, it means that you are eliminating the animal mind. You are eliminating the ego. And that's what all this is about. We're transforming our animal mind into becoming, look at me, I told you, these words are just very, very far and near the resurrected Christ, whatever it is that you want to call this, because my brain isn't working very well today. Again, I'm very humbled. I am very humbled. I am very grateful. I am in awe. And that's what I am always in when something beautiful is revealed, when I have an awareness, when I have already gone through something, and then I make these connections, I am in awe. Now, I'm not that type of person. This is what you really have to understand in your journey. When you have a self-realization, because you have created your stillness, or and you are receiving information, you are learning about your experiences outside of you as well as internally, and you are making these connections, we don't have to, you know, speak about this to other people and say, no, this is right, and what you're doing is wrong. Can you believe this, this, and this, and this, and this? That isn't how we were supposed to be. Because then we are just bickering. We end up putting people down or making them feel lower than, less than. This is an individual journey. Individualized. Each and every single one of us must escape our own Egypt. We must do this creation from within. It means we have to understand it on our own, or at least have gone through something, and then are seeking wisdom and pertaining to it. And then if you are sharing that wisdom with somebody because they're like, they ask you a question, they have a greater opportunity of allowing that to seep into the heart, where the heart interprets that information and the mind is no longer controlling it. So I've already spoke about the Last Supper, or how the shape of it is in the Chet. Now there are 13 people at the Last Supper. 13, as I've already spoke about, is the complete makeup. It's like the clock. You have 12 numbers on the clock, but right there in the center of the point is where Christ is sitting. And that's when you complete, or you unite to create another whole. And that's only when you are able to truly descend back down and enter in through the secret doorway, or the doorway, and because the son is going to unite with his mother, and then the mother is the element that helps raise up the son to meet with the father, and it's going to be our Lord who sits in the temple. Our Lord is going to rise within the temple. So I just wanted to make this quick video about that, since I was feeling a little more loving, or having these revelations, and I wanted to be able to really quickly get it into it without forgetting it. I hope to make another video tomorrow, but my plan is, of course, plans fail, so I try not to dedicate too much or have it written out in stone. I'm very flexible. Is to work my way, of course, towards Taurus, Taurus season, where we are creeping up to. And we are slowly, I've already mentioned it briefly or given you some information into it. So everything is going to connect to every single thing. I promise. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.